Hello, Polytopians. Thanks, as always, for tuning in to the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today I'm joined by eSpark, as always. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Sam. Good to be here.
Always glad to have you here. Today, Polytopians, we are going to be talking about a very useful tool that is super good for competitive play. There's certainly no reason you shouldn't check it out after listening to this episode, although certainly there could be reasons you may or may not want to use the tool. That's the PolyCalc tool. And, well, this is probably as much as you're going to hear from me during this episode. I don't have a whole bunch to say on this. So without further ado, let's hand it off to eSpark.
Oh, I want to hear your take on things too, Sam. But yeah, I love this bot. It's in Discord. There are other calculators on the website. There are apps. The one I'm most familiar with is a Discord bot. It's in all the Polytopia Discord community servers. It's made by a wonderful, talented, he goes by a few names, Alpha Seahorse is one name. He also goes by JD. He was a mod in Polymane and also a mod in Polychamps. He's not as active anymore, but he's the creator and organizer of this bot. So shout out to Alpha Seahorse.
Many props to him.
But yeah, I was teaching, I was mentoring someone in our training program, so we can plug the training program.
Oh yeah, definitely worth checking out. If you Polytopians want to step up your game, pop on the Discord, check it out. There's plenty of mentors ready to teach you how to play better.
Yeah, so one of the things I was teaching him how to play is we were trying to figure out if he should attack with a Politar first or a Warrior first, and he wanted to attack with his Warrior first, and I said, no, we got to run it through the calculator and see what the outcome would be. And I pinged Sam. I'm like, Sam, see, this is when you use the calculator.
Oh, yeah, perfect use case for it.
So I use it all the time because I don't automatically know. I can't do the calculations in my head. Sometimes I don't remember if I attack first with a Warrior and then with a Rider, is that going to be enough to kill? Or what if they have a defense bonus? Or so the calculator is great in that you can use certain bot commands to put in the attacker units as well as the hit points the attacker uses. And then you also put in commands for the defender unit, and you can put in modifiers like whether they have a defense bonus, whether they have a walled bonus. And then you can put in a number of attackers. So you can say maybe you have a rider, and a Warrior with 5 hit points. And you want to know if that would kill a defender with a defense bonus. And you put it into the calculator and it will tell you, and I can't do it. I can't do it off the top of my head. I have to use a calculator.
But yes, yeah. If you want to really optimize your attack strategy, all you have to do is pop in and use the calc, and it'll give you the best way forward to victory. Mind you, I guess, okay, so this is where I guess I step in with my counterpoint, which is that this is an extremely useful tool, and I can't say anything about the efficacy of using it, because it proves its value and its purpose, and there's, especially for competitive players, probably no reason you wouldn't want to use this in basically every game you go through. Now, there is the counter, in my opinion, where it's like a little less fun if I'm using the calculator to plot out my game. Like, making something that can be drilled out in the game can be played out by the calculator. I don't know, it just feels almost like an Excel civilization.
Mm-hmm. It feels less fun. It feels like more work if you have to plug it into a spreadsheet and get a result. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's that, and it just makes it a little less fun for me if the game can be boiled down to a series of formulas. You know, it's less the strategy and the lore, the story of the development of a civilization, mm-hmm. its waging wars, and the different trials and tribulations it runs into in this different every time, randomly generated map. If we spoil it down to just knowing which quadrant where your resources spawn, or, you know, what is the proper formula of attacking units versus defending units to get you into the city every time. It's definitely effective, but it just loses a bit of the heart and soul of the game. And I like popping in and not always knowing necessarily if my tax strategy will work, because then it makes the strategy a little bit more unique. There's a little bit of a gamble to it that you just completely remove when you use the calculator. But at the same time, that is going to impact your ability to play effectively, and especially in like competitive leagues, etc., where you need to be winning. It's like clearly going to be a handicap and probably not one that's worth pursuing.
I think the word that you might be looking for is try hard. It's some people find that when you're a try hard, they almost use it as an insult, like you're taking this too seriously, that you're mapping all these things out and doing the math and putting it into the calculator, and it's almost like you're killing the fun because you're trying too hard. And then other people really find that it's really, there's a beauty to the strategy and the planning, and I have seen people do just pages of calculations and math to figure out turns in advance, and they really find that exciting and satisfying. So I think it's just what you want to get out of the game.
Absolutely, see how that's the case. But yeah, see, that's what I was saying, where I'm like, it does take some of the joy out of the game for me, knowing that it's as simple as just boiling out the entire game, even before it's played, into a complex series of formulas. I just take some of the excitement away from it. There's less predictability if everything's as simple as X or Y based on variable Z, you know? That's the factor that takes it almost too far. And again, I understand, you know, there's no getting around people using the Poly calculator because it's just so useful. But like, while there is certainly a joy to it, I think for the average player that it almost maybe can burn you out a little fast. This reminds me actually of, so Hawthorne was telling me this a while back. This was one of our earliest conversations about Polytopia. Was a close friend of his had gotten obsessed with it, gotten very good at it, but had gotten burned out quickly on it, gotten bored with it. I figured there wasn't much depth to it. And again, much as you've said that it could just be, you know, a certain set of moves, there's always a right answer. And that formulaic sort of mindset that he took at it, just plotting things out in that sort of manner, taking turns in advance with just different formulas and stuff, it was kind of the reason he didn't dive into it. And I wonder if there is a certain sort of player that really does appeal to, but at the same time, if that can't lead to excessive burnout on even some of the players who are into that sort of thing. I mean,
yeah. I think the burnout comes, and I've heard this from competitive players, where there is a lot of pressure to strategize and plan everything out. And it takes a lot of time and effort if you're going to really do it right. And that, once it gets to that level of effort, for some people, it feels like a chore, right? It feels like work. It doesn't feel like you're playing a game anymore if you have to work that hard. But I know other people really enjoy the challenge of thinking about, you know, different options. Like, well, if I go with this tech and this and this and that, what are the options? Oh, I could use this compared to this tech. If I go with, you know, sailing first, and they really enjoy it's like the critical thinking skills of comparing things. I mean, we were talking about, what game were we playing where it's like, you kind of just know automatically that you have to attack with an archer first. Like, if you're going to have a warrior and an archer, you know, well, I should attack with the archer first and then the warrior. So that's just something, you know, intuitive. You don't need the calculator to do that.
Definitely.
But some people don't know that intuitively, and they need the calculator to help.
Absolutely true. And I mean, that's sort of that point where you can't really forbid the calculator. And it's definitely, even to people who do intuitively know that, it can really help on those larger scale encounters when you're moving multiple units in. And like you said, when you're planning forward too. So it certainly never loses its use case. I think it does just come down to like a personal taste sort of call. Like, do you enjoy that factor in your games? And I mean, the other factor is like, for the people who do choose to abstain from it, you choose to be at a permanent disadvantage against everybody else who will be using it thereon. And it makes Now, I don't know if this is the case for some other people, but like I know personally, I don't pursue games with people who tend to use a calculator heavily. I like more of that intuitive based. And I do like knowing that it's equal across both, where it's like things are up to chance and mistakes can happen. It's not always going to be right because things were done in a formula sense. And I mean,
how do
I think
you feel
that's
about the in-game calculator, right? Because when was that added? A few months ago, right? Before they didn't used to. And now when you attack a unit, you can kind of hover, right? You can hold your finger on top to see how much damage it'll do. How do you feel about that?
Oh, like I said in the episode about it, when it first came out, it's quite a good addition. I think that's good. Now, the thing I think that's different here is that's like a way to clarify for something you've already set up in position, whether or not your attack could succeed or not. Like you might be like, oh, will it be at one health or at zero? And that could be useful. But like it doesn't allow you to plan a whole turn in advance.
Right.
There is a limit to what it gives you. And I think that it fits exactly the role that was needed, which was providing the opportunity to plot it out yourself. For example, you could line up two archers and a warrior in position to attack a city and then test out to see how much damage your first archer will do, knowing that as the enemy unit takes damage, they'll do more damage, and then see, is it potentially viable or not without actually going down the route of the calculator. And I like, to the extent that I would not take away anything the game provides you, and that's sort of where my stance is. I'm a bit of a purist. The game gives you plenty of tools to play it as is. And like beyond the in-game calculator, I don't want to use it. But I mean, it's visible in my win-loss ratio. When you look at things, you know, I don't win anywhere near as often as competitive players.
Right. You want to, you're a purist. You want to use what the game gives you. If the game gives you that kind of basic calculator, like what you said, when the unit's already in place, then you'll use it. But there are, there are some very powerful tools that the calculator can do. There's one of them, it's called like Optimal, where you tell it what attackers you have available and what your defender is, and it will tell you the most optimized order that you should attack with. There's also an operation called Bulk, where it will tell you how many attacks you need by a certain type of unit to kill the defender. And there's also another operation called like Elim, which allows you to, this is hard to explain. You have to see the optimal number of hit points you need to eliminate a unit. Anyway, so there's very complicated things you can do that, again, you just cannot do in your brain.
Well, to an extent, you can and can't. And that's sort of where I was driving at earlier with that almost formulaic nature sometimes taking away from the fun of the game for me. Like, I can know from experience and intuition that if I attack with archers, a certain number of archers in order before I hit with a warrior and a rider combination or something, that can go through, and that I need to hit with my ranged units first and from full health down to weaker units, because as my units take damage, they'll do less damage on the offense. You need to do the maximum amount of damage at the first attack, so you can whittle down the defenders, so they'll take more damage from your weakened units when you go to attack them. That way you can maybe take health off a defender instead of one with a 7 health archer. You know, it's just attack order. Some of that you can learn from experience. And I like the intuition experience factor in those games where, again, I've played with some of my friends who don't use the calculator. I think mostly because they don't know it's around. Not that I would tell them they can't use it.
Yeah.
And you do see that factor where, like, again, I wouldn't necessarily need to rely on it to know that within a certain strike order that attack will always function. Like, for example, I'm going to need to hit with a battleship first to weaken a defender if I want to follow up with a couple of ships versus the other
right.
way. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. I use it, and maybe this is just my insecurity, is that some of the people I play against, they actually can do all these calculations in their brain, and they're very smart, and they know, well, I can hit with my battleship and it's going to do this much damage. And then I can hit with my ship and it's going to do this much damage. I can hit with my boat. And I cannot do that in my brain. So I come from a place of math insecurity where I'm like, I need this crutch to kind of help me a little bit.
right. And to be fair, you do play in more of that competitive scene with more of these high skill players who are, I mean, I know you're not quite an ultra competitive person, at least. I haven't seen you like go crazy over a game.
I'm
but,
not a tryhard. I'm not yeah. a tryhard. And
I'm sure
you know, when I play,
yeah.
when I play with against my children, and I do sometimes play Polytopia with my children, I don't use the calculator for them, right? I don't.
No.
We just have fun and we, you know, we just mess around. So I hear what you're saying. Like there's different levels of how serious you want to take it and how you can just relax and be casual too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like, I totally see in your situation, if I were in your shoes, I don't think I'd have a choice much as I want to avoid using the calculator. You kind of have to use it because if you have a very skilled player who can just be calculator in his brain, but also they have access to the calculator and just use it of their own accord too by choosing not to. You shoot yourself in the foot effectively. I can't
yeah.
argue that.
Yeah. And I've seen in some of these really competitive leagues, like the Bullet Tournament or Poly Live, where they
yeah.
have to stream. It's pretty cool. They stream what they're doing. You can see they actually leave the game, the app, and then they go into Discord and then they use the calculator real quick and then they come back to the game. And I'm like, I feel better. I'm not the only one who does that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a feeling it's probably relatively widespread. Honestly, this makes me think it would be fun if they made a professional sort of competitive league, but with the express forbiddance of any tools not provided directly by the in-game UI. So you do
that would
get
be your... really hard to enforce.
Oh, impossible. It would be only by good faith. So, I mean, you couldn't do it, but...
yeah, you have to use your brain, your wits alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yeah. You know, certainly... little bit of a battle royale situation or something. No, not battle. Yeah, a blick. My brain is not coming up with the right word, but
that's all right. I know what you mean. Blitz.
Yeah, the gist of
it. I mean, and the thing that's tricky is with these calculator bot commands, they do take some getting used to. Honestly, it took me a long time to learn all the commands and the abbreviations and the syntax, right? You have to get it just
yeah.
right. So again, I'll put in another plug for the Discord group that we have. If anyone wants to join the Discord and learn how to use the calculator, I'm happy to walk people through that.
So yeah, pop on the Polytopian Times Discord. eSparks more than happy to help. And there are other people who are happy to help you too, guys. And don't worry about finding a link. There has been a link to the Discord in the description for every episode that you're listening to. So just look in the description and click that link. Well, that was a pretty fun and simple walkthrough, but there's plenty more to see. And, you know, the guides are useful, but you really have to get firsthand with a calculator. So I don't think there's too much else for us to chat about. I guess until next time, Polytopians, thanks for listening in and thanks for joining us, eSpark.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one, Sam. Talk to you next time.
Definitely. Bye.